How many times have we told the kids not to do this and not to do that? And they still do it. I recall when I was young, my grandmother used to say, don't touch the stove, it burns. But half of the time I put my handprint on it. But who did I run to say, mama, my hand and a blister, and she put butter on it. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is doing in our lives if we allow him to connect with us. Hallelujah. This is why we are destined to go through hardship, tough times, and pain. But I'm telling you, saints, today you need to understand no amount of alcohol, drugs, cocaine, gambling, women, men can get you through what you're going through. Only Jesus Christ. Because when we're born, we got a hole in our stomach. And without God, we can't fill it. Because you've done things over and over and over and still chasing something that you can't catch. From my understanding, if you're chasing something, you're in the wrong position. Hallelujah. We try everything, but we don't realize God is right there. And through the hardships, it's where God makes us. Only God can treat your pain. Let God be your aspirin. Let God be your, oh my God, those things that you think it's only temporal, but you want them forever. Hallelujah. When you let go and let God, and then when it comes to men and women, we validate our relationships through what we feel, but yet do we search God for that right person? Do we ask God, is this person for me or is that person for me? Because sometimes we ask for what we want, and yet when we get it, we're not happy. Hallelujah. Tell me about it, Whitney. You know how we do it. We go and we get something. Hallelujah. I'm going to say something. I came from the Church of God in Christ. A lady was hollering about a Mercedes all day long. I'm going to get this Mercedes. Oh, once I get my retirement, I'm going to get this Mercedes. When she got it, she said, oh my God, I should have bought a Honda. Because the payments were way beyond she thought. And the maintenance, hallelujah. But the problem is we go for what we want, not for what God has designed for us. Hallelujah. Pain is not pointless when God is in the mix. See, we have to realize that God designed us. He knows what we're going to go through. But you know what? A lot of us don't have what we want because we ain't prepared for it. Hallelujah. You might get it, but can you keep it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you trust in God, pain is an opportunity for progress. In God's hands, hardships can be an effective tool to bring about much needed growth. Hallelujah. Sometimes God is trying to get our attention. And I do recall in James where God said, I gave you, where he says, speak. Hallelujah. Be slow to speak and quick to hear. God gave you two ears and one mouth to listen twice as much as you speak. But humans are the worst animals or mammals when it comes to discipline. We want to do it our way. Deacon, that's why we have so many different religions. Everybody wants their way to be right. But yet God designed you. Why aren't you listening to him? He gave you two ears and one mouth to listen twice as much as you speak. So if I have the Holy Spirit, my brother, and God says, wait. Is it something that I want to do? Or is it something that I want to be obedient to God? Sometimes we don't wait. Sometimes if we just take 8 seconds more to think about the consequences, we won't get in that trouble. That's why this church is very important to the upbringing of Christians. I didn't say the world. The world is out there. You are in here. So therefore, you need to listen to the manufacturer, who is God. God designed you to do what he does. If you go to Ford and you work for Ford and they tell you this is the blueprint, if you don't do it, where would you be? God is trying to get our attention. Hallelujah. Pain is not pointless if God is in the mix. Sometimes you got to go through something to get to where God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. God is wonderful and counsel and excellent in his guidance. His dealing with us is always thoughtful and purposeful. God is in control, and God is always at work in our lives, and that God will move us in a direction that gives him the most glory. Did I say me glory, or did I say him glory? He created us for his, he created us for what? To tell his story. Stop telling your own story and tell God's story. Hallelujah. Pain is not pointless when God is in the mix. His goal is to produce the peaceful fruit of righteousness. I want you to turn to your Bibles, those who have it, because I want you to remember this scripture during the week. I want you to take some time and read this scripture. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and 11. Hallelujah. He says, I want you to write it down, but I want you to reflect on it as well. He says in his word, he said, I'm not speaking. This is God's word. You can go and get your Bible and read it when I'm not even around. He says here, he said, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produced a harvest of righteousness and a peace and peace for those who have been trained by it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's better to teach a child than repay a man. Some of y'all living with some of these kids you should have disciplined a long time ago. Amen. I know it's not what you want to hear, but it's the truth. Hallelujah. I know sometimes we want to go back and say, wow, if I would have did it this way. No, if you would have listened to God, you would have stopped that child before he became unruly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And in Proverbs, it says, whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. I'm not talking about the world. That's in Proverbs 13 and 24. Where's my daughter, Taylor? Taylor, can you stand up, please? I know you're going to look at me crazy. Can you please stand up? Hallelujah. This is my daughter. I'm not in here to brag about anything, but she's the pharmacist. I know somebody asked me. She's the pharmacist. You may be seated. I love you. When I was a kid, I used to get spankings. So what happened is when I have four kids and she's the only one in town. That's why she had to stand up. My son is in Seattle. My other daughter's in New York. And the other one is in San Jose, Aaliyah. But when I was basically about 24, 23, I used to get spankings and now it's a different world. But I went to Home Depot and I got a stick with each one of them name on it. Look at me like I'm crazy, but this is what I said. The Board of Education on a seat of understanding. See, and when they saw it, they understood that they were out of line. And this is what God does to us. Look at her now. Because I didn't worry about her feelings, I worried about her future. Now I don't have to worry about her. She can take care of herself. Sometimes we need to do what God tells us. God tells us to discipline them. He didn't say destroy them or treat them like they're nothing. He said, teach them love. You can do something in love. I know no one wants to hear about discipline. No one wants to do what's right because God said we like darkness better than light. So none of us want to do the things that it takes to keep our lives together. Because I know if I do this, yeah, it's slow. I want to hang out with Pookie. I want to do this and that. But when it's all said and done, who's going to be there when I'm in the darkness? Who's going to be there to tell me? That's why our parents tell us, I'm praying for you. In the wee hours, you don't know when darkness is around the corner. You can get out on the wrong turn, and next thing you know, the enemy comes. If we're praying parents, God, oh my God, we need to come to church and do what church requires us to do. Stop being in church and not getting your blessing. Hallelujah. Pain is not pointless when God is in the mix. See, hallelujah. Kids don't like spankings, but it helps them in the long run to be better kids. It's training up a child to be good and righteous that counts. Hallelujah. God does it to us. He disciplines us. We don't like it. We always want what we want. It's just like a kid when they tell, mine. The most selfish things on earth is a two-year-old. But some of us in this church are selfish too, and we over too. Hallelujah. Because we want it our way. You know, you want it like Burger King. I want it my way. Or like, what was the blue-eyed guy that says, I'm going to do it my way? Frank Sinatra. And if y'all want to do it your way. But if you a child of God's, he said it's better to give than receive. So therefore, who are you? Are you God? So you doing it your way. But why are you in so much pain? Why are you doing things constantly the same way? God is telling you in his word, hallelujah, I got the antidote for you. I got the antidote. And he says here in James 1 verses 2 through 4, he says, consider it. Oh my God. I'm getting ready to say something that's going to blow some people away. Even I had to go. It's almost like I'm not even going to say that. But God knows. In James, he says, count it. He said, consider it pure pure joy, my brothers. Whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and lacking nothing. So what you're telling me, when I go through pain, when I went through all of this, it's for a purpose? You mean if I get hit, that's for a purpose? When my daddy straightened me up and make me do stuff that I don't want to do, that's for a purpose? Well, God says, count it all joy when you go through something. See, if there was nothing, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, if there was nothing that you had to fight for, what would it be worth? If there was no downs, there'd be nothing to look up to. We have to understand, kids that's in the audience, parents have been there. They basically been guinea pigs. They're trying to teach you what not to do. Do you have to go through hell to get to heaven? No, you don't, but I get it. You have to go through your own trials. But what God is saying, sometimes listen, sometimes avoid the hazards. Sometimes understand your parents are there for a reason. Yeah, hallelujah. I told my daughter, and she's listening online. I said, wait a minute. And I told her she needs to write a book or a blog. Wait a minute. You just met somebody for 18 months, and you trust them more than you do your parents. These kids are off the chain. So you will take your kid, your friend's word, but you won't take your parents' word. Then when your friends leave you, who do you go to? Does this sound like us with Jesus? Well, the woman says she loved me, and she said that this, and y'all on the internet dating people out of state and all of this, and they said they were this and that. And then, well, Jesus, what do I do? Did you search or did you talk to God before you made that decision? God's trying to give us common sense. The church needs the Holy Spirit to be able to decide what is right and what is wrong. Too often we're allowing the world to infiltrate the church. My. God said in his word, hallelujah. See, the scripture tells us to respond to difficult circumstances in a way that directly opposes our natural tendencies. Hallelujah. We want to get angry. We want to curse, we want to yell, we want to blame, we want to fall into a desperate state. God said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Joy comes from knowing that the outcome will be good. Perseverance must finish its work. You know, this is what we have to understand. You know what's interesting? We'll work 2 weeks, and after that 2 weeks, we know we're getting a paycheck. We come to church, and we're just going through the motions. If God told me that, son, if you go and do what I tell you, I'm going to be a blessing to you because I got many mansions in my home. And, you know, he's telling me. But why are we believing an unseen paycheck over our Father who wakes us up? If he says, don't wake up, servant Matt, y'all be having my funeral. But he woke me up today, and I'm thankful. This is more than a paycheck. As Bobby was singing, the air that I breathe. When was the last time you said, thank you, Jesus? Just thank you. It ain't about no money. Oh, my God. It's not about money. It's about God. And he's telling us what we need to do. Hallelujah. An attitude of joy is not based on what we feel, but on what we know of God and his work in our lives. Therefore, a painful process that yields a desire gold can be a welcome friend. The Lord promised wisdom for today and a crown of life for those who persevere. Hallelujah. So if God promised me this, why am I worried about man? Man or woman don't have a heaven or hell to put me in. So why am I getting validated for somebody that's just like me? How are we worried about stuff that's over and over? Isn't it insanity doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? That's what the world is. That's what we are. That's why they have so many medicines and everything. They got a medicine for this. They got a medicine for that. And then the cool part about it is you got these doctors. They just, that's crazy as you are. They're going to tell you what the medicine going to do, but they're not going to tell you about the side effects. See, well, and I heard a doctor say this. He said, well, my job is just to fix this. Well, you're a doctor. He said, that ain't my job. Whoa, the world is changing. So if it's not your job, aren't you in? Hallelujah. Forget the world. The church should be a hospital. Everybody coming here should get the medicine that they need. Whatever it is, this church should be equipped to feed you whatever you're going through or whatever you need. It needs to be on tune with God, as he said in John 15:5. He says, I'm the vine. You're the branch. A man abide in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Stop relying on man and television to give you something that you can get direct. You don't need to go to no pastor. You don't need to go to your mama or your daddy. You got a direct connect from Jesus. When he tore the veil from top to bottom, he gave you direct connection to him. Hallelujah. You don't need to worry about what man says, because man is fickle just like you and I. One day we're happy, one day we're sad. I did a survey for a paper I was doing. Do you know the average human is only happy 3 to 5 times a month? And most of it is when they're getting paid, because they're crying about the bills that they created with that paycheck. Pain is not pointless when God is in the mix. I'm getting ready to give you, hallelujah. Paul, Apostle Paul, he's a bondservant, doulos in the Greek. Paul said here, when we face trials in our lives, we can do one or two things. Become self-absorbent with our problems. Oh, me. Oh, me. Oh, me. Or keep our eyes on Jesus and say, this is only temporary. Y'all know some people. I was going to say something about a church, but I don't do that. But there are some people that every week they say the same thing. They're talking about the same thing. Well, if your God is good, wait a minute. Have you basically prayed about it? You're praying about the same thing every week, then something ain't right. Are you testing God, or are you just mad because you're not getting what you want? Paul said here, hallelujah. Paul was able to focus on his temporary nature of his problems because he accepted the 5 important facts. Our bodies are weak and mortal. Paul did not focus on his body, what his body looked like, because he knew he was a perishable container. Hallelujah. We talk about weight, with surgery, we focus on things that are temporal. God didn't make us all the same. You know, everybody wants to. I get it. You don't get me wrong. I know I might need to lose a few pounds. But hey, this world is made up of all God's Picassos. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You need to believe that. Stop letting the world validate to you, because no matter how beautiful they look, they just as crazy. They can be 2 pounds or 100 pounds or 300 pounds, and they just as crazy, because in God's eyes, we all beautiful, because he created us in his image. You are a beautiful Picasso. You are a beautiful Picasso. Start thinking that. Walk erect like you belong to God. See, faith looks up. Worry looks down. When you belong to God, can't nobody tell you nothing. You will walk around and they'll say, there's something different about them. I got the love of Jesus. I got that. Stop letting somebody validate you through who they are. Start knowing. See, we don't do this enough. We don't rebuke the enemy. Satan the Lord rebuke you. Not today. Satan can attack your mind. He's like a roaring lion. You know how lion roar. You scared to go out there. It can be a voiceover and you scared to go out there. You know, God told me, like, oh my God, I like the spies when, who was that? The two that saw the spies, and they said, no, our God is bigger than those giants. We got to start believing God. Do you read the Bible? Because if you read the Bible, it gives you the answer to your life. You know, it's like taking the test. If you read the Bible, God said, no enemy, no weapon formed against you can prosper. God said, I'll make your enemy your footstool. So if God said that, then brother, you might look like Tyson, but you ain't going to be able to hit me. I'm in the lion's den. Hallelujah. You got to be able to believe what you read. Hallelujah. Some of us don't read it, so we can't believe it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A friend of mine sent me this thing, and I texted it to some people. Steve Jobs said something that was very profound. He was 56 years old, and he died with $7 billion. He said that you can buy a watch for $30, or you can buy a watch for $3,000. It still keeps the same time. He said, you can buy a car for $2,000 or $150,000. The same distance to get there is the same. You can buy some wine for $10 or $300. You still get drunk. The thing he was saying is that don't teach your kids about riches. Teach them about happiness. And he said this, and he said something that was very profound. He said, I can hire people. I can get people to work for me, but I can't get them to carry this disease. He had pancreatic cancer. And he said that no matter what, that's all, just like Solomon said, it's like chasing the wind. We got to get this right. We all have had money. Money don't make you happy. See, pain is not pointless when God is in the mix. No matter what Steve Jobs was saying, all the money I got didn't make me happy. If we know the answers, why don't we try Jesus? I love giving things. When you give something, there's so much joy in the giving, but you can't have a grudging heart. Don't give to receive. See, that's the thing. You got to give with the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. And see, number two, it says God's power is displayed in our weakness. If we become overly obsessed with ourselves, we will never give God the chance to work in our lives. God's glory shines through our weakness. We say this, and we've heard this before. God, you're the pilot. Take me wherever you want. Soon as God starts flying, you want to go do this. You want to go do that. Let God be God. He knows who you are. He knows what he can do in your life. Hallelujah. God does not abandon us. Even though we may be crushed and perplexed, we have the hope that God will protect and strengthen us through these trials. Like I used to say, and I still say it, what is a testimony without being tested? What is a message without mess? A lot of us need, especially older generation, we need to tell the kids what we do. We act like we better than. You know, if you used to smoke crack, say you used to smoke crack, but look at what God done. I used to smoke weed. I used to gamble. I used to homemonger. Hey, look at me now. God took my life and turned it around. We got to stop thinking that we're better than this generation. How in the world is the generation going to come to church when you, oh my God. How in a generation, look at us. We much, I'm not going to say older, we wiser. But in order for this God, church, and Cornerstone to stay connected, we got to teach these young kids. Stop condemning them and bring them up. Start telling them some things. Yes, times are different, but we got to incorporate them in order for this generation to create something for the next generation. Yeah, they might be crazy, but you have something to do with it. You have a lot to do with it. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell the truth and shame the devil. Stop allowing them to stay in your home and do whatever they want. I'm not saying spank them, but you need to tell them, this is my house. If you want your house, you go and do what you want to do. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Take that video game and monitor your time because you're not doing what God. Can I take my time? We are responsible for the kids. We allow them to do whatever. Stop buying their love and spending time with them. See, that's the problem. We buy them things and say, I love you. But the minute, oh my God, oh my God. Pain is not pointless if God is in the mix. God tells you to take your time. Sit, hallelujah. When was the last time you had dinner with them? When was the last time you read a book with them? When was the last time you asked them what's going on in their lives? Stop allowing them to close doors in your home. Stop. Because that's not what God wants. A relationship is where we spend time together. Relationships is when you guys go out. You can't be with her. She can't be with you if y'all never spend time together. Something happened for you to spend time with her. So God is saying, let me uplift you by spending time in my word. I'll keep it together. Hallelujah. We need to do what God instructed us to do. Stop doing it your way. God tells you. He loves those. He's disciplined. Oh, God, I remember, Mother, I'm going to look at you. My grandmother used to pull me by the ear. I'm like, this woman lost her mind. They're like, what? Oh, Grandma, you ain't got to pull me by the ear. She came to school one day. I did. I said something. The teacher told me to shut up. I'm like, you what? And then I said some choice words. I ain't always been connected. And then this is the time when they wash your soap off with. They wash your mouth off with soap. I said something to this lady and she just went nuts. And the cool part about it is I got discipline from her. And then when I got home, y'all don't know about this. My generation before me, they were crazy. Now go figure this out. She sent me to pick a switch to whip my. But look at me now. Hallelujah. She knew what God had for me. I didn't like the discipline, but look at me now. Thank you, grandmother. I don't want to say I thank you for the whoopings, but thank you, mama, for the whoopings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to understand that. And 2 Corinthians 4, 13 through 15, trials can be a witness opportunity. When people see the inner strength that we have in Christ, they will take notice. See, Paul and Silas was in jail, and they were basically in there for a while for preaching the gospel. And they had this jailer. This jailer was responsible for them. And if they got out, the jailer would have been killed. He would have been dead. So therefore, God created an earthquake. The earthquake opened the doors to the jail and took off their shackles. They were clamped. These you talking about in jail where they take your handcuffs off. No, they were clamped. So they couldn't go anywhere. But the jailer, after the earthquake came and all of this chaos, the jailer was afraid for his life. And then Paul and Silas said, hey, don't harm yourself. We are here. See, even though they were in the jail, they had a purpose. You know what the jailer said? He did one of these. What must I do to be saved? He did it because of their actions towards God. They could have escaped. 9 times out of 10, all of us would have ran. Hallelujah. But they were connected to God, and they allowed, God allowed their spirit to touch the jailer. He said, what must I do to be saved? Not only that, he baptized their family, and he saved their whole family just through the actions of his relationship with God. We need to be able to touch someone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come near. Hallelujah. We have the hope of heaven. These trials are only a momentary blink in the time compared to the eternal joys of the blessing of heaven. Trials test our foundation so that you best make your foundation solid. Hallelujah. When we talk about solidness, what are we doing? Just like when we grew up, the three pigs. One of them built a house on this. One of them built it on this. Saints, we are in church to get a solid foundation. What are we doing to connect to the people we're right next to? You know what's amazing? It's amazing how the enemy can turn love into hate overnight. I'm guilty. Like I preached a couple of weeks ago, the tongue. It's like we can say we love God, but we can cuss each other out. God wants to change that. The world is dying. We're going crazy. We're not here. Oh, my God, we're never happy. I hear people talking, it's so hot. It is. But go back where it's snowing. It's so cold. We never satisfied. Only God can satisfy it. Don't get me wrong. This heat is unbearable. But with God, you'll start learning, what can I do? Have you ever thought about putting some cooler with water and hand it to people? Hallelujah. Just use that as an opportunity so you can show the God in you. Instead of complaining, find a solution. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pain is not pointless when God is in the mix. We have to understand that you need not fear trials in your life. No matter how great a hardship you face, realize that Jesus will comfort and strengthen you. In turn, you will be better equipped to comfort those around you who suffer the same hardships. Your trials are not just for you. Share it with someone else and realize that a lot of us gossip instead of being able to say, I've been through that. Sister, I've been through a broken marriage. I've been through a man cheating on me. I've been through losing a loved one. But here's what I did. See, the pain that you go through, God wants you to share it with someone else. When was the last time you went and told a friend, brother, I'm going through the same thing you are. Let me sit with you. Let me help you get through it. See, sometimes we marinate and we're glad that somebody is going through something. That's not Christian. If you're in the world, be in the world. But you're in the house of the Lord. You need to be able to come and say, sister, is it something you need? I noticed you were distanced today in church. Are you going through something? What can I pray for you? She might say, I lost one of my kids. But if we're not available for conversation, how are they going to get to God? I was playing basketball. I play basketball quite often. And I went to, there's a place that I play basketball, and there's a certain type of religion. They're out every week, but they were sitting down. And I just happen to say, I see them every week, but they were sitting down and they were saying, I said, well, how are you going to have talk to people? There's a lot of people going through something. Just because you're an influential neighborhood doesn't mean people are going through something. And they're just waiting for somebody to come and get a pamphlet instead of going to the people. People are hurting. No matter how much money they have, they're hurting. Christians, we need to be able to be that beacon of hope. We went through pain so God can give our pain, our experiences for someone else. Amen. We have to stop being selfish with our testimonies and share what God has given you. And when you do that, the church will be full. People are tired of churches that all they do is talk about money and talk about this. They want something different. We need to get to the communities and we need to let them know we're just like them. I'm no better than you. I'm no this and that. I'm a servant. And if we do it together, we'll win it together. We need to understand, young kids need to understand what you've been through. And as soon as you release that, you'll realize how God will touch that relationship. So often, we need to be more open with our relationships. People gonna judge you no matter what, but God has the final say. Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. So, in closing, if you go through something, know God is in control. A lot of us don't want to talk. A lot of us are broken inside, but God wants to fix us. You are in the right place to be repaired. All you got to do is reach out and say, I want this. I want that. Is there one that needs prayer, that has been broken, and they're in a lot of pain, and they don't know how to reach our Father? You have a lot of deacons and deaconess here that if you just want prayer, you don't have to get up. You don't have to. But if you want prayer and you're tired of all the things that you've been going through, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand and say, Servant Matthew, I'm going through. My kids are not listening. They're out of control. But I know my Father told me, I have not because I ask not. And I'm asking to stand in the gap for my kid. Is there one? Where their relationship, thank you, brother. If you want prayer, you can come down. My relationship is not great. My kids, my wife, my job. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I will make a decision with your boss. I hear God saying somebody's going through some tough times with their supervisor or their boss. God said, if you let go and let me, I'll change that heart. God said, I can remove whoever I choose to. But God said, this is your learning time. You're learning on how to be patient and wait on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, I saw your hand and I hear God saying, this is the day where we connect with each other. God said, I know what you're going through. And he said that I hear your heart. God said, I'm getting ready to turn your life around. I'm getting ready to make some changes. God said, by you pressing through today to come to my house of prayer, I will put you in the right direction, move you in the right direction so your life can have a significant change. God said that he's going to take some things and remove them so you can get closer to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God a hand.